It is the sound we all so very much dread. The tolling of a funeral bell announcing that our grandfather is dead. For so long there he'd stood, stolid and in good stead, a near century of flesh and blood from whom all of us were bred. A mortal metronome whose beating heart did loom so rhythmically throughout each room. Now, like a long-cased clock, dressed in a cloak of oak, we lure him silently to the tomb. He was born in the days of horse and cart, when they still used gas to light the dark. When the gangsters sold penny ice cream and the trains were still powered by water and steam. A man made from blood and fire, coal and steel, forged at the furnace and the miner's wheel. But this is not to be a eulogy of morbidity, more attestation to the man's bloodline of immortality. Ah, yes, today we say farewell to our old grandee, the one who used to bounce all of us upon his knee. But forever there he shall be in our mind's eye memory, and like a life after death, his soul shall resurrect again and again in each of our newborn's first breath.